All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Farm Talk. Friday afternoon, a rainy day in the Dakotas in June is a beautiful day, and we're also blessed with good weather and a visit from USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Val Dulcini, who's touring some farms in eastern North Dakota, and he joins us now. Good afternoon, Mr. Dulcini.
Mike, good afternoon to you. Please call me Val.
All right, Val. And, because we have visited before, not like we're old buddies or anything, but thanks for being personal and up close. Yeah. What's the purpose of your visit to North Dakota today?
Well, you know, I've added now another state to my long list of states that I've visited. North Dakota is number 44, and it really is important to me as administrator of a large national agency that works with farmers and ranchers in the field to get out of Washington from time to time and to visit with my customers and see how our programs are working for them and to visit with the hardworking men and women of the agency who work every day from Maine to California to support our farmers and ranchers. So it's a good visit to North Dakota. Yesterday I was down south at the Governor's Ag Summit in Brookings, South Dakota, and I visited with farmers and county office folks down there as well. So it's been a good trip so far.
What kind of feedback did you get from South Dakota farmers? Because you're talking to some South Dakota radio stations also.
That's right. You know, I had a really good field visit near Chester, South Dakota, with a multi-generational family who's worked with FSA over the years on both commodity programs and credit programs, and more recently with our farm storage facility loan programs. And, you know, the feedback has been very positive. It was also positive when I met with the Governor's staff there with the Department of Agriculture in South Dakota, and I think that they've really appreciated the work that FSA offices do in South Dakota, and certainly that's been the case here in North Dakota as well. We've got about 50 offices in each state, and I think we've made a real difference as we've implemented this 2014 Farm Bill and the ag economies up here in the Upper Plains.
As the 2014 Farm Bill continues, it seems like already people, some of the commodity groups, corn, soybeans, I don't know about cotton because we don't grow much for cotton and rice up here. But there's obviously people already talking about, hey, next time we've got to fix a few things. And I guess from your perspective, we're all looking up, but you look down upon and on a national basis. So what do you see from your perspective?
You know, Mick, I see a really successful implementation. We got a bill in the spring of 2014, and within 2 months, we'd rolled out our first major program. That was the livestock forage program, and it directly impacted, in a positive way, ranchers in South Dakota who'd been impacted by the Atlas blizzard. We were able to get some immediate assistance out to them, and to date have assisted nearly 700,000 cattle operations hit hard by blizzards and wildfires and drought throughout the Southwest. We didn't stop there, though. We embarked on a massive national outreach and education program on our new commodity programs, ARC and PLC. Did about 5,000 meetings around the nation, partnered with about 70 land-grant universities, countless meetings with Farm Bureau chapters and commodity groups and congressional offices and ag media representatives like yourself and others to get the word out about these new programs. And on the credit side of the house, our farm loan officers around the nation have been very busy in the last several years. Each year breaks a new record as we continue to make more and more loans. And now in a time when commodity prices are declining and the ag economy is softening a little bit, those credit programs are more important than ever. So there's never a dull moment at the Farm Service Agency, whether it's in the headquarters in Washington or one of our 2,200 county office service centers from Maine to California. That's certainly been true here in the Dakotas. Participation in the ARC program in particular has been very high. I think we'll see, another round of heavy payments under ARC County this fall in North Dakota and South Dakota, and those payments have been very important infusions of cash and capital into the ag economy here.
All right. Well, you brought it up, ARC County. So there are some holes, though. You know, with 9,000 some counties, there were about seven. Two of them, though, in North Dakota, where corn was zero because of some data hole. Is that fixable, or is it going to be fixed?
Well, you know, Senator Hovind has proposed an amendment to the Ag Appropriations Bill, and I'll leave it to Congress to determine its fate. Of course, we'll do whatever the Congress directs us to do with regard to the ARC County program and pardon me, how it's administered around the nation, I would observe that that county programs, by their very nature, sometimes trigger in parts of the country and other times don't, depending on unique county-based circumstances. That's kind of the nature of a county-based payment program. We went through, as we were devising the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program, otherwise known as ARC, in a pretty exhaustive data collection way to come up with the best and most statistically defensible data that we could use to administer that program. We've relied for years on surveys that NAS does. That's the National Agricultural Statistical Service, and we've used NAS survey data for former programs like ACRE, for example. And we felt that NAS county data would be a good place to start. In the absence of that, we go to Risk Management Agency county data. In the absence of that, we go back to NAS and conglomerate district data. And then finally, if we don't have those three data sets, we work with our state committees around the country to develop good, robust data. In the case of Logan and Lemoore here in North Dakota, there were no payments triggered, and so we relied on RMA data, and there were no payments there. I anticipate, though, that that could change with the 2015 crop year payments, and so we could see a different outcome in the coming crop year. You know, we're always interested, Nick, in making sure that our programs work well in the field and work as they were intended to work. And I think when I look at what we were able to do in North Dakota in the 2014 crop year, we were able to push out nearly $200 million under ARC and PLC, and that infusion of capital was really very important to the farmers in this great state. And I think that that was true around the country, where we were able to make almost $5.5 billion in payments under the Title I commodity programs. These are new programs to farmers. They're certainly new to our employees as well, and we've really worked hard to make sure that our customers understand them as best they can, and that we've provided the tools to our county office personnel around the nation to implement them in a way that's easily understood.
But for the farmers who live in Logan and Lemoore counties of North Dakota, especially the ones that live around the perimeter who got zero for a payment, and then their neighbors just a few miles away who did receive a payment, these farmers are saying the program did not work for them.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. I do appreciate that, and I sympathize with it when your neighbor across the county line may have received a payment and you didn't get one. But as I mentioned, that's sort of the nature of these county-based payment programs. It's also a reminder for folks to respond to that NAS surveyor when he or she calls to get information about your operations. And some farmers are not enthusiastic about doing that, but those NAS surveys are important for us at the Farm Service Agency and for other USDA agencies as we administer programs in the field. I think that there will be likely a different outcome in 2015, the crop year payments to be made this fall, and we'll see. And, you know, Congress may determine that ARC PLC worked well by and large around the nation, or they may determine that it needs to be tweaked in some fashion. We're certainly ready to work with them either way.
Okay, all right. Have you been in or have you heard of any discussions as far as fixing the 2014 payments or making 2014 payments to those counties that got zero, fixing that retroactively?
I have not been a part of those discussions, Mick. I know that, as I mentioned, Senator Hovind has been leading a change or proposed an amendment that was accepted in the Agricultural Appropriations Bill on the Senate side to create a $5 million pilot program for the agency to relook at some of those data sets. And I don't know that it's gone further than that at this point, but we'll certainly work with the Congress to implement what they propose and what is enacted there.
Yeah. We hear it from our kids and grandkids, but Daddy, that's not fair. And yeah, and then the response is, yeah, but that's life, kid. And so is that...
Yeah, and you know, I take kind of the longer view of these programs and our implementation around the nation and look to the capital that we were able to provide to farmers in just about every state in the union. And I think that ARC in that context was a very successful program for its first year. This is a five-year farm bill, and we really need to, I think, take a longer view of whether this new approach to farm policy using a more risk management-based approach is the way to go. I think in many respects it's a more taxpayer-friendly approach than providing payments, whether crop prices are as high as they've been historically in the last 7 or 8 years, or they decline. This program is a true safety net. Prices decline and the safety net kicks in, and I think that it's been very helpful in that regard.
All right. Val Dolcini, USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator up in Trail County, North Dakota, around the Hillsborough area. You're going to the AM Farms, Farm Storage Facility site, and to Marsha Hopland's place, too, I hear. Marsha is quite the farmer.
Yeah, you know, we're just passing through the small town of Hunter right now. I think we've got another family farm to visit before we get to those two others, but it'll be a wonderful opportunity for me to visit with some farmers that utilize our programs and that, you know, have had good experiences with FSA, as the lion's share of farmers around this state and every other state that I visit have had. But it's always good for me to get out into the field and to visit with farmers directly about their experiences and what is happening in the fields today as it's raining a little bit, and what we can do to make our programs even better.
All right. Well, I ask this to everybody out in the country. Give us a crop report. What do you see out the window, Val?
Well, I saw some good-looking sugar beets earlier as we were coming away from Cass County into Trail, and I think that we've seen some corn that looks like it's several inches high, and we've seen some beans as well, and getting some good precipitation out here, which should help things a little bit as we dry up this weekend and get into a good growing season here. You know, the fact that North Dakota enjoyed a milder winter than usual, I think, allowed farmers to get out into the field a little earlier than they might have, so a lot of that good work has been done in prepping and planting and seeding, and now they've had an opportunity to get into their local FSA office and make sure that they re-enroll in the ARC program, and they'll come back in at some point later in the summer and file their acreage reports, and they may want to talk to loan officers about their credit needs, and there are a whole host of programs, of course, that we offer our farmers and ranchers here in North Dakota and elsewhere in the country that will make summer another busy one at FSA.
Indeed. All right. USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Val Dolcini, thanks for being available. I'm glad you can carve out another couple state notches on your belt coming to the Dakotas
right
this week. So thanks for being available.
Thanks
very
much, Nick. Pleasure to visit with you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your time in the North Dakota today.
Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. All right, hey, we're taking a break. Coming back with more right after this here in the North Dakota Corn Growers Studio. This is Farm Talk.